The 36-year-old Texas-based director Robert Rodriguez first captured attention with his $7,000 feature El Mariachi, but his commercial breakthrough came with Spy Kids and its sequels. An enthusiastic advocate of digital video, Rodriguez now has teamed up with gritty graphic novelist Frank Miller for Sin City, a hyper-stylized action movie with a cast of well-known stars. David Edelstein has a review.
As a film critic, I have spoken to you over the years of the immorality of the vigilante genre, and I have bemoaned the sadism and righteous torture on display in movies and television in the wake of September 11th. I have also lamented the explosion of the comic book superhero genre. With the notable exceptions of Spider-Man 2 and The Incredibles, these interchangeable action thrillers have been crafted for a generation weaned on Game Boys. Meanwhile, computerized effects have taken cinema further and further from the world that humans actually inhabit. And now comes the latest devolutionary milestone, Sin City, a graphic novel come to life, its sets created entirely inside a computer, and boasting the most relentless display of torture and sadism I've encountered in a mainstream movie. My reaction to Sin City is easily stated. I loved it. Or to put it another way, I really loved it. I loved every gorgeous, sick, disgusting, ravishing, overbaked, blood-spurting, artificial frame of it. Yes, this is a tad hypocritical, but sometimes you think, I'll just go to hell. The movie is co-directed by Frank Miller, who created the Sin City graphic novels, and Robert Rodriguez, who gave up his membership in the Directors Guild of America when it wouldn't let him share a credit with Miller, an admirable gesture, and a canny one, too. In Rodriguez's last film, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, the action was edited in a rhythmless bash-along style, and despite the picture's A-list cast, it was no better than a piece of bloody direct-to-video junk. Now, Frank Miller has given him a virtuosity transplant. The movie is something to see. It's a study in lustrous black and white, with sudden and breathtaking splashes of crimson, chartreuse, and a particularly nauseating mustard for a demonic incubus psychopath, one of several psychos, in fact. You can barely keep track of them all. Sin City consists of three stories, each narrated by a male protagonist in language more hard-boiled than a six-hour egg. In the first, Bruce Willis plays an aging police detective hunting a serial killer of children. In the next, Mickey Rourke plays Marv, a brutish and cynical barfly, Bukowski on steroids, determined to avenge the murder of a prostitute named Goldie. In the third storyline, Private Eye Clive Owen runs afoul of an abusive, misogynistic thug, played by Benicio del Toro, and both wind up in Old Town, where, quote, the ladies are the law, awesomely adept at martial arts and artillery, and wearing battle-ready lingerie, too. The mammoth cast includes Jessica Alba, Brittany Murphy, Rosario Dawson, Nick Stahl, Elijah Wood, Michael Madsen, and Michael Clark Duncan. But it's Mickey Rourke's movie. Yes, Mickey's back. He did some serious self-abuse and also went in for obsessive bodybuilding in the 90s. Since then, he hasn't been the prettiest sight. But as Marv, he wears prosthetics that thicken his features and make his ugliness poetic. And he has the big lug powerhouse magnetism of Robert Mitchum.
Goldie's dead. She was murdered and I was right here when it happened. I've been framed for murder, and the cops are in on it. No reason at all to play it quiet. No reason to play it anyway but my way. Whoever killed you is gonna pay, Goldie.
Open up, police.
I'll be right out.
Marv likes to take his time torturing the bad guys. He almost hates to finish them off. You won't believe this muscle-bound pugilist's final encounter with Elijah Wood as a mute cannibal psycho geek who fights like a weightless dervish. Many of my colleagues think Sin City goes on way too long and that its carnage becomes numbing. Well, if you're going to nitpick. But it's important to say the blood isn't red. It's black or white or yellow, so you register the quantity, but don't have that visceral bleh reaction you get with most gut bucket pictures. Sin City is just distanced enough to be an art object. One car ride sequence, directed by Rodriguez's pal Quentin Tarantino, is a little jewel of camera movement, lighting, and design. Elsewhere, Rodriguez doesn't just transplant Miller's frames, he fetishizes them. The images seem dredged up from the collective unconscious of graphic novel freaks. You can tut-tut over the depravity, or you can welcome Sin City as a must-have coffee table book for your interior torture chamber.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sharrock. Our engineer is Bob Purdick. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.